This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joe, we'll go back to you.
All right, Woody, I'm still exhausted, man. Whew. I watched damn near every hole yesterday of Rory McIlroy in that final group with Bryson DeChambeau. And I guess, obviously, if you're watching, you're a fan. But I think everybody wanted to see, a lot of people wanted to see if Rory was going to be able to get rid of the demons that he's dealt with as a super talented guy. Look, you don't get to be the number two player in the world. And as much as he has won, but there's been some demons around trying to get that green jacket. And he starts yesterday with a double bogey. And before you know it, Bryson DeChambeau makes a par to start with. So they're even. They're all even after one hole. And then the next hole, he goofs up. So now he's down a shot to Bryson DeChambeau. Now he gets it back, and next thing you know, he's up three or four shots on everybody. Just playing great, making shots, just everything. And then has another double bogey. And then he bogeys 18. And now all of a sudden, Justin Rose has come all the way back. Now a lot of people like Justin Rose. Likeable guy. Oh, everybody on the tour loves Justin Rose. And the guy ends up, Rory McIlroy wins in the first playoff hole. But I got to tell you, that was wild. That was, when I say roller coaster of highs and lows, there's nobody to blame. It's not like you can go around blaming your caddy, and you can't blame your manager. Your wife, you know, had the kid and you didn't sleep well the night before. There's nothing to blame. That's what I love about tennis, golf. I suck at bowling, but for people that bowl, there's nobody to blame when you bowl. You know, you need a strike. You leave it open, you know, you end up losing. But when you're going home, nobody really to blame. I mean, you can talk about somebody was moving or something like that, but it's, you know, it's weak, and I know it's weak. But that was wild. And for Rory McIlroy, who had choked some away, looking like he was feeling the pressure, that body language got real ugly, and he got it back and ends up getting a win. Pretty amazing just to see a little bit of everything when it comes to emotion and keeping it together, even when things are going against you. And by the way, it didn't just happen once, happened a couple of times to the guy. Like, he'd build a lead back up and give it away. And when I say give it away, he literally would be down a stroke. At one point, Justin Rose had a one-stroke lead late. So just a wild one, just a wild championship for Rory McIlroy to finally get the fourth Grand Slam that he hadn't been able to get, the Masters, and hadn't won a major in 11 years, as good as he is. So anyway, that was that. And of course, yesterday we also, the Heat, we know they've got the 10 seed. We've been talking about that. Panthers got two left. Rangers tonight. Tomorrow they got at Tampa Bay, who they're probably going to open with in the playoffs here. They got three straight wins and been able to rest a lot of guys. And guys that are banged up, they've kept out. So coach is doing everything he can to get this team as fresh as they can. I am really curious to see how they treat the Tampa Bay game tomorrow. Not so much about tonight, but how do they treat it tomorrow? They've been playing a lot of guys. If you've been watching the Panthers, unless you're a diehard fan, there's a lot of new names that have been playing a lot with so many guys out. Reinhardt and Barkov and Kulikov, and you can go on and on with the list. And Tkachuk, of course, Ekblad and Bennett will be back hopefully for the playoffs here in just a few days. And I got to tell you, the other team that's been a hell of a story, and I know you don't know their names, and they're not big free agents, but the Marlins get another series, take two or three from the Nationals, 11-4 win. And if you haven't heard these names, Matt Mervis got 5 home runs now. Who the hell is Matt Mervis? Xavier Edwards is starting of a slow start, now got his batting average over 300. Stowers, Griffin, Conine has been great coming up with big defensive plays, big hits, Lopez. So they've got a nice group that been able to got a record 8-7, got the day off before opening up starting tomorrow with Arizona for a 3-game series. But they've been fun to watch. They have been fun to watch. And I've watched almost every inning to see. By the way, spring football game is over for those of you that went out there, the 4,000 or 5,000 that they had at the event, and they kind of rested a lot of guys. Rested guys were a little banged up and kept them out of the tackling part of the scrimmage. But you got to see a lot of the young guys. Got to see a lot of this last recruiting class, considering they're almost all in, had a big recruiting class. Woody, this is crazy. They had the 2026 recruiting class guys in, 2027, and even a couple of 2028s. We're talking about guys that are freshmen that are going to be sophomores in high school, already getting recruited. That's where we are. And oh, by the way, Mario, if that's not enough, meeting new moms and dads and aunts and uncles. Oh, by the way, now that it's over, we're going to have some guys coming to my office saying they're going to transfer. Couple of guys I'd like to transfer, and oh, by the way, besides all that, transfer portal's about ready to open. They got to upgrade a couple positions, and number one to me is no surprise, and it's not a shot. If you're a mom and dad and you're listening this morning, and I think this young freshman class of wide receivers and this young group they have are going to be really, really good. I do. Big fan. Everybody's raved about Moore. Everybody's raved, obviously, about how good the guy right now in the slot is done from American Heritage Plantation. He's been really, really good, Malachi. But you got to go and get some experience. You just do. I know Joshua Trader did not participate in this thing, but you got it. You got to go find somebody that's caught some footballs with a little bit of experience. Just got a lot of guys that are just green. And you know what that means? You learn how to run routes. You're learning to read coverages still. And you just need some guys that, if they're out there, and I'm guessing there are some guys that are aware of the situation here, want to come play here, that they're going to pick up a wide receiver or two. Don't be surprised if they think it's an upgrade. But that doesn't mean these young guys can't play now. Doesn't mean that. Sometimes you go looking in transfer portal and everybody reads into this, oh, you don't think our young guys can play. I didn't say that. I think a lot of them, they wouldn't have been recruited by this guy if he didn't think they could play. Trust me. He is not afraid to say no to South Florida and go anywhere in the country if he thinks he can find somebody who can play. So that's where they are. Right now, for anybody watching, could be some other positions you think they're still not strong enough at. Heard somebody saying they think they still need another safety. We'll have more. Now, Alex Donald's going to drive. That's just my teaser. Alex Donald's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to him about everything. We just had a strange situation in Tennessee with this. This quarterback they have, who had a good year, 19 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, had an NIL dispute, making $2.2 million, not happy, wanted his deal redone, and wanted closer to $4 million, or wanted $4 million, said he wanted a Carson Beck deal. He skipped practice, and he skipped a team meeting. Their coach said, "That's it. You're done. We're done with you. Our team's bigger than you. As talented as you are, as a five-star quarterback, we gave a lot of money to because we believed in you. But you made this about you." And I don't know if a lot of teams would have done that, by the way. I don't know if a lot of teams would have done it. He seemed to get a lot of support, especially from Mario. Mario said, "Hold out, get out. Way to go, Tennessee." But now we've heard some other people. Now I hear Notre Dame, who needs a quarterback, and USC, who needs a quarterback, going, "Nah, we're not. We'll find out." We'll find out when you look at what you have, knowing how important it is to win games and have a quarterback that can do it. And I am dying to see, Woody, how this thing plays out. Because if it works out for him, there's going to be more dudes doing it. More guys going, we went through spring. I'm not happy with my $2 million I'm making here in college. I need to double that. So he made the power move, and it didn't work in Tennessee. So
that is interesting, right? The Tennessee just threw him off the team.
And Tennessee got enough money for –
I know.
Tennessee.
They could have paid him.
$100,000.
I don't know what
game.
They're doing. Like, I get that you don't want the kid sitting out and you don't want to do
I do the same thing, Woody.
Would you, though?
I would do the same thing. His ass
know,
is done.
Man.
You miss it?
That guy had a big year last year. I took him
19
to 5. Playoff,
calm down.
Yeah, you know, Joe, come on, man.
Of course you
if
go.
If Carson
the other
Beck
way.
Did that, would you be saying the same thing?
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. I don't think it's that easy.
Okay.
By the way, this happens in the pros all the time, and it's not as easy as just saying, let's just throw them off the team.
Well, they can't be thrown off. They got contracts.
I know, when the college guys should have contracts, but when this stuff happens in the pros, and I know people get upset, and these guys complain about their money when they're making so much, you can't just move on from guys.
So what do you do? What do you just
Tennessee's
redo his
got
contract?
A real good plan. Yeah,
so he agreed to the contract. Now you just up the pay.
I mean, I
you're I'm, such a I, you know I want to call is, you man. A word that women hate. I really do.
Okay.
Just
do
pay him.
You want.
Just pay him. Just keep paying him, man. Just keep paying him.
I mean, if
hey
know,
man, I'm not so excited about. I think Miami paid too much. If I was to be honest.
Okay, so maybe Carson Beck's not a great example. If Cam Ward last year, after having a big spring and has a good training camp, whatever, he says, I want more money.
Hey, by the way,
what are you going to do?
Let me tell you something. He didn't do it, number one.
I know he didn't.
All right,
he's
well,
not
then
a great
stop.
Example,
don't put him. That's a terrible example.
But a guy
example.
That good
didn't do
is
it.
What I'm saying. Guy that good that you need. You need these guys.
Hey.
Good luck selling your – I know I it was funny. I was listening this morning, and some of these people from Tennessee were calling in, and they go, good. No one's bigger than the team. Wait till they lose a bunch of games. Let's see. Let's see how their fans react.
You're just going to cave to every guy that comes in and wants money?
No, but the quarterback.
You know this going on everywhere.
I'd cave
this going
to the
on everywhere. I know Miami's had guys walk in after spring football and go, I need more money. And they're going, off what? Off what you did last year? Well, you think you had a good spring football and spring football? You think spring football numbers matter that you can redo your contract that we agreed off the year you had and you missed half the frigging games? Go to Central Florida. Go there. They want you. Go play for them.
But you know that at some point, I mean, you do have to cave to these guys.
You know what you have to do?
Unless
you
start doing contracts, like real contracts, make them employees of the school.
I don't know what's going to happen, the whole system.
I don't know if anything's going to happen. Who
it's
knows?
The system is
but
a mess.
But, yeah, at some point, you are going to have to cave to guys. Because he's just going to go somewhere else, Joe. Someone's going to pay him.
Good. We'll see how
he
plays.
Why not you?
Great. By the way,
if Tennessee has a bad season, they're going to be like, wow, we screwed this up because we didn't want to, pay.
Double his pay?
Pay him some more money.
By the way, you start doing that for him. Now you got 17 other positions
sure.
Going, hey, I'm making $500. The way I look at it, I'm an $800. And you open a can of worms for everybody else to come forward, and you're going, well, all right. Whew, man, it got expensive to do business in this conference.
Got
to
do it, man.
All right, Woody. See, you're great. You're great.
No, no, yeah. Let your quarterback leave because you don't want to renegotiate.
Hey, let me tell you something. Carson Beck
leaves. By the way, you were the guy probably screaming last year how the Dolphins need to renegotiate everyone's contract even after they're getting paid.
I didn't do that.
Right? Didn't they? They renegotated Tyreek Hill, right? All these guys got new contracts.
I didn't say give those guys more money. I was afraid what happened was going to happen. Now you're stuck on some guys. which, by the way, my God, can you imagine all the questions that owner has right now about everything he did last year?
You need to separate college and pro sport. Like, they are the same thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the college, it's not college anymore. You need to separate that part of it.
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's a pro game. It's a pro game.
College system's
with big,
better.
Big money.
No structure.
That
though.
Guy, they said that guy's deal in Tennessee, they said he could have made up to $10 million with his deal.
Not a year.
No, with his whole, with his full deal.
Yes. You keep saying that. So, now we got people thinking he was going to get $10 million for the year.
But that's a
lot
of
money.
That's
coming in 5 years, Woody, not
yet.
Yeah,
5 years. But you have to, you know, approach it like it's pro sports, don't you?
Oh, no, it is pro sports.
And if a guy is unhappy with his contract,
that's why
you know,
you got to get
starting quarterback, you throw him off the team.
That's why you got to get structure for pro. You got to start treating college, stop it, and start treating this like pro football that just happens to go to school sometimes.
And I'm not saying it's right. Like, I hate this system. I'm not saying it's right, but I don't see what your other alternative is.
Go with the backup quarterback or go find somebody else.
Backup quarterback, okay.
Yeah. You don't think Tennessee got
I'm
another
sure
quarterback?
They have another
good.
Quarterback, but I'm guessing it's not that guy.
I got one.
But you know,
for
hey,
you.
Good luck explaining to your fan base why your team takes a step back this year.
All right.
That you didn't want to pay this guy. We wouldn't cave to this kid's demands.
All right, Woody.
Okay.
Well we know one thing, Softy. You cave to everybody. You be the
I do cave.
You just run. You're the
cave. I'm part of the new school of athletes. I cave.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I got to tell you about my main man for just a second. Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. And if you own a business and looking to sell, there's nobody better to hire than the main man. This guy can sell your business faster and get you more cash. He's a marketing machine. Let's start with that. Getting the name of that business of yours out there, getting people lathered up, getting them ready to buy your business. Hey, speaking of business owners, probably number one, you don't know what your business is worth. And number two, you've been having a lot of miserable days recently because you've had it for a long time. If you're tired of all the stress, you're tired of all the risk, you're tired of all the competition, if you're just tired of all the employees, or you're tired of being tired, and actually your wife is tired of hearing you being tired, if you answered yes to some of these, it's time. It's time to pick the phone up, call Anthony Caliendo, the main man, get the process started. Let's figure out what the business is worth. He'll do that. It's a $2,500 value. He'll do it for free. Call him now, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo, big personality. Got a book full of people already looking for businesses just like yours. He may have it ready to go right now. A lot of people moving to South Florida, and the main man says, let's get it going. Go to themainman.com. Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts.
Time for your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 68 degrees. Joe, we have no rain in the forecast.
That's good news.
You're getting out there today.
So I got to tell you what happened at tennis here, just to break things up a little
bit. Another incident, huh?
No. Look, it's competitive. Nobody's out there. Very few people go out to the tennis courts to just, hey, let's just hit it around. There are a few old guys that do go out. Retired to just like to hit back and forth. I'm not into that either. Last thing I want to do is go hit with somebody else for an hour. You get exercise, don't get me wrong, but I like to compete like most people do. So I'm walking by, no game. I all of a sudden, all my guys have stopped calling me to play, which is fine. So I just go out there looking for a game. Walking by, and I hear these two guys going at it. And they play together a lot. They're both real competitive guys complaining about, you know what, the bad call on the line. You've done this to me. You've done this to me twice already. Twice. Twice you haven't given me the call. And it's right on the line. I can see it with my own eyes. Come look at the mark. Come look at the mark. F you. So sometimes if you're having a bad day, guys, leave the court. So the guy says, grabs his stuff, I'm out, leaves. The other guy just kind of stares at him, and that's how it ends. Now, this happens a lot. I don't want to get into any names because those guys they're real sensitive for the guys that listen to this show that are part of the rotation of tennis players out there. So I said, hey, you want to hit? He goes, yeah. So I played a set with the guy, wouldn't he? I played. So, he he's making calls. I go, I think you're pretty fair on your calls. You know, taking half a jab at him. Oh, the other guy didn't think that. So anyway, that's how I got my game the other day. Two guys got in a blowout. I had nobody to hit with. I was getting ready.
What's the percentage of guys that are doing that out there? Because it seems like there's a lot of incidents.
No, listen, you got a lot of courts. There's probably, on average, I'm not there all the time, one or two a day.
Okay, one or two a day.
Or somebody will question somebody's calls and it gets heated, yes.
Now, this is just the tennis, right? The pickleball seems very peaceful, probably.
I don't see that. That's away from the courts.
How far away is the pickleball? I heard about some people that are playing pickleball out of your park.
They are, but they're going. It's at the other end of the park.
It's at the other end. Yeah, so they don't get to use the tennis center.
We can't even hear them.
They don't rent the courts at the tennis center, so you guys don't share the same?
Okay. No, separate. That's a good point. Okay. Separate place. And matter of fact, because the pickleball courts have been so busy, I think they actually had to have a meeting about the locals were complaining that people were coming from far away.
Maybe knocking down some of the tennis courts.
There's a friggin' shortage of pickleball courts.
Yeah.
And they're going up everywhere.
Thank God they don't have to deal with you guys, though, right? I mean, they want the pickleball players to have a pleasant experience. So they have to commingle there with the tennis players.
No, well, the one thing about it, the guys that usually, they're the same guys. They're the same guys that make the calls that piss people off and the same guys that call about every call. You know what I'm saying? Wait, does that make sense? So, like, where was that? And I go, I'm looking at it. It was 8 inches out.
Yeah, you're saying the same cheaters keep cheating. Don't I mean you play on clay?
They're not cheaters. I just think.
Don't you get a little ball mark there? Or they just try to.
There is ball mark.
But there's a bunch of them, I guess.
So, right? So you want to hear this crazy rule? You're not supposed to come over. It's a gentleman's game, so you got to work off the other guy. But we have guys that will walk all over. I'll walk to the other side, even though you're not supposed to. You're in a tournament. You can't walk over to take a look at
at the ball mark.
Yeah. And one of the reasons, so you don't end up two guys shoving and getting in each other's face, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I like that you called it a gentleman's game.
Well, I got to tell you, man, you think that's bad? You ought to see the women go at it when they play against other leagues, and they're fist pumping, and nobody's giving anybody the benefit of the doubt on a call. Yeah, no, that didn't catch the outside of the line? Nope. Well, can I look? Nope.
Where do you fall into all this, by the way? How are you on your calls?
I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I really do. No, Woody, I really do. Okay. I don't.
Are you generous on your own calls, though?
Like, yes.
Will you, give yourself the...
Oh, yeah. I'll tell the guy, hey, mine's out. He goes, oh, thank you. If I see my shot's out, I go, it's out.
Really?
Yeah. Play the next point, bro.
Okay.
Now you want to get into that on top of everything else. You want to start saying I'm...
I didn't say you're dishonest.
By the way, I got a group of guys, pretty honest guys. I've had some calls I thought like, ooh. And I'll go, thank you, man. I thought that was out. And the guy goes, nah, caught the line. Those are guys you love, man. Those guys are good.
Caught the line
here, man. Boy, I'll tell you what, that thing...
What a scene out there, man. That tennis thing must be...
Oh, the parents.
Gosh, brutal.
When they have a tournament, you can always catch some entertainment with the tournament. The parents are living and dying every point. You would think their kid is like 2 points away from winning a major out there. Seriously. From winning the Miami Open or something. It can get crazy.
Someone said they converted all the tennis courts in Weston to pickleball courts.
I don't know if they did. Is that
you
true?
Don't play in Weston. I know that. You live way out there.
No, I don't. There. That probably closer if I did, but no. I go to a plantation. Love the plantation courts.
Someone said they must be giving you too much tea, Joe, having this heavy competitiveness at tennis.
No, everybody's got that.
No wonder all these people are moving to pickleball. Who wants to deal with these miserable boomers playing tennis?
That's nice.
Someone said dueling with firearms is also a gentleman's game. Yeah, what was this gentleman's game nonsense? You guys are a bunch of goons out there.
First of all, I've never even thought about going the other side. We got one guy that's a judge. He's a judge. I don't want to say his name because you know him.
Like a real judge, like a court judge.
He's a court judge for these tournaments because you have to get guys and you got to get
Oh, a court judge. Okay, I thought you were talking about like an actual like
no,
a legal
no, no,
court
no, no.
Judge.
You can go and you go through this test and all this stuff to become an official,
a linesman,
official for everything. Sit up there and watch the thing. And
he cheats.
I've seen him say, "Hey, you can't go. No, you can't check the call." And he'll go check it, and then he'll go play and he'll go check somebody's call and he'll go, "Hey, man, what happened to that other part of you?" Anyway.
What if they were like, "Hey, listen, we're going to up the membership by like a few hundred grand per person, and we're going to put in the technology that they use to challenge at the pro level."
I think
you got the screen right behind you, and you could just, the guy makes his call, and you go, "All right, well, let's review it."
That is the greatest technology. It's so funny you said that. Tell me at the Miami Open, how cool is that? That the call's made right away, and the guy can't even. He goes to argue, and he realizes that because the voice works off the call.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, the good news is now they're going to start using it in sports we actually care about, like football.
All right, Woody. Just because you're limited in the sport. I forget. You're limited on sports you can play. That's right. Always forget that. How dumb of me to
I just hope maybe they can up the cost of your country club membership and then put all that technology in. We'd be in good shape.
All right. Are you done with your shots there,
yeah,
mister?
Yeah,
anybody can shoot a 70 in golf? All right. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Alex Donald, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast, is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about the Canes. Look at, man, there's one part of this team, when it's all said and done, and you look at it, I think the defense is going to be a lot better overall. Everybody agrees. Looks like he went out, got himself a bunch of corners and a bunch of safeties and some young guys at every position that can develop. Like, you feel good about that. The part that's way behind because of lack of experience is the receiver, the receiving group. And last year was an absolute strength of the team, but you lost everybody. And then the question is, how close can this guy be to the guy that played a year ago, Cam Ward, who's about ready to become the first overall pick? How cool is that story, Woody? I still, every time
it's
we say it.
It's a good story, but you should really stop comparing. I mean, I get it. Like, that's going to be the comparison. But, man, that's tough for that Carson Beck.
Got to have a good year.
To follow that guy up.
I know, but.
I mean, he's not going to be that good. I can't imagine he would be that good.
Well, it's not just going to be on him. Which
No, I know. But a lot of it was on Cam Ward, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
a lot of those comebacks and stuff were.
No, he made some great throws, but he also had receivers.
Yes.
Pretty good. That Arroyo getting healthy and playing the way he did at tight end. And then your group of receivers, you're getting it from four different guys just about every game. Sometimes it was balanced out on, and of course, Restrepo leading the way. All right, we got to go to break. Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler, has an incredible offer for you. I'm talking about Jeff and Amanda. Beverly's Jewelers been around for a long, long time. I know they have. Heck, they were been around a long time, and I knew them 30 years ago when I was going in there. They have an incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes, larger size available with similar savings. I just want to tell everybody that if you're thinking about getting engaged and you're on a tight budget, you can't do any better than this. Wait until you see it. You can go in. They've got it in there, and it is fantastic. Hurry. This deal is only for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, your diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too. They're in Fort Lauderdale just off Commercial Boulevard. Or go online to bevjewelers.com. I will just tell you this about Beverly's Jewelers. Whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, or any other special occasion, including what they do best, the diamond engagement ring, getting you exactly what you want, go down there and check out Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, you were talking about the Masters TV ratings earlier, and I do imagine that the final round will do well. This was interesting, though. The first and second rounds were both down, when compared to the previous year. No Tiger Woods, obviously.
Yeah, Tiger's
good
for business.
That does hurt.
You lose a million viewers right there, yeah.
First-round viewership numbers of the Masters on Thursday down 28% compared to the opening round in 2024.
Wow.
How about that?
That's round, way down.
Now, round two did a little bit better, but it was up to the average 3.1 million viewers. That still 14% down from round two a year ago.
So Thursday and Friday, the
did not do well.
Down.
They were down. Right. They were down by double-digit percentages.
Yeah.
I did not watch much on the I didn't watch until the end.
No, I did the same thing.
But I'm guessing if you look at like a two-hour window right on Sunday, that's probably where you did pretty well.
Oh, I'm guessing at the end everybody wants to know and
yeah.
Going through every shot, trying to figure out, you know, which shots are trouble and just – just a gorgeous golf course.
All right, over to basketball here, Joe. Just in case the Luka trip to Dallas wasn't enough, he actually did not fly back with the team. He stayed in Dallas, showed up at a Dick's Sporting Goods the next day to promote some new shoes, signed autographs, talked to some of the local kids. He checked some people out at the register. They're all there in Dallas, Joe, as he seems to really like it there. They did not want him.
Yeah.
Stayed an extra day just to do some stuff around town.
It is very obvious by the way he's been acting. He was crushed. He got dumped by that beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And he wasn't ready for it. Even though everybody's going, you're playing for the friggin' Lakers with LeBron. I want to go home.
All right. Interesting story in hockey here, Joe. The U.S.-based original six teams will all miss the NHL playoffs for the first time ever in league history here. Do you know which teams those happen to be by any chance? I hate to put you on the spot.
All right. I'm going to go. Can I give it a shot? Cause that
go for it. If you name all six, let's see if you name all six. There's two Canada
I'm going to go Philly, New York, Boston. How am I doing?
You're off. The first one you were off.
New York, Boston.
Which New York?
Rangers.
Okay. Boston is correct. You got two more.
Montreal. No, Montreal.
Montreal, yes.
Montreal's okay. It's got to be, I don't know.
Another Canada team, Toronto. And then Detroit and Chicago.
Oh,
those are your original six NHL teams. And again, for the first time ever, the four U.S. teams will all miss the playoffs in the same year.
Oh, the four U.S. teams.
The
okay.
four U.S. teams will miss the playoffs in the same year for the first time ever.
Wow.
Pretty interesting there.
It's all about Tampa Bay and Florida now, man.
Yeah, not original six teams, to say the least, yeah.
Everybody's coming to Florida to play great hockey.
No, they like us now. And then we get that Marlins Lone Depot Park game, right? We get that coming up. They like us down here now. It's amazing what winning one can do.
Well, we'll see. Can't wait, man. It's going to be fun. If Tampa Bay is going to play Florida Panthers, by the way, Paul Maurice will join us about an hour from now, less than an hour.
And then our final one here, Joe. I'm going to get back to some of these texts about your tennis antics. Did you believe that brown rice healthier than white rice?
Isn't I knew that. We've...
Okay. Well, how about this?
Oh, it's not true?
No. Well, listen to this news story here. Brown rice has 40% more of this toxic chemical than white rice. The headline reads, Joe, a recent study shows it contains significantly higher amounts of arsenic, the toxic chemical famously featured in poisons.
Come on. We're finding that out now?
Yeah.
I like white rice better, but everybody's saying, oh, it's bad for you. Don't eat white rice. It's bad. You'll be a fat ass again, Joe.
Says that researchers analyzed the data of rice samples, found that brown rice contains 24% more arsenic and 40% more inorganic arsenic, a known carcinogen, than white rice.
Wow, Woody.
I think both rices are, I think they're implying that both will kill you eventually, but.
I don't know.
Rice, by the way,
I don't know,
absolutely sucks, doesn't it?
Hey. We had Cuban food Friday night. I got to tell you, my black beans on my white rice was sure good.
Brown rice is
terrible. Poured all over it.
And like you find out that it's really not healthier for you. Like brown rice is the worst.
God, Woody.
Yeah. But that's a good study, though, because now you don't have to worry about, like, oh, let's eat brown rice because it's healthier.
All those poor farmers. All my buddies have rice farms back home. My best friend's a rice farmer.
A rice farmer?
Yeah.
He grows rice?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right. I didn't know there was such a thing.
I got rice. He sends me bags of rice when it's done.
He sends you bags of rice?
Yeah, back here.
Is it good? Is it fresh? Fresh off the farm? Farm to table?
I don't know. He tells me it's high quality, and I can't tell the difference in it.
Well, it's like that whole farm to table thing, isn't it? From the rice farm. I will be honest. I had no idea there were rice farms. I picture all that stuff being made in like a big factory somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
It's actually flood fields and great. Actually, it's used for duck hunting too. Duck hunting's big rice field stuff. So there's two in one.
Okay.
I'm getting you caught up.
Whatever.
I'm getting you caught up, man. All the rice fields are also used for duck hunting, and that's expensive.
All right.
Those duck hunting clubs are expensive. They are for rich people or ranchers, who are sometimes rich people.
Very good.
How'd I do?
Excellent. Yes, right to
Dairy Farmer.
Right to Dono to talk some football. Ask him if he knows what a rice farm is.
You bummed me out, though, man. Well, I got rice fields all around me.
I thought that was great news, to be quite honest with you, because I think brown rice is disgusting.
Well, I bet the rice farmer's really excited to hear this news.
White rice is so much better. I think everyone knows that, right? Wherever you go.
Yeah, well, sushi,
everything. Pollo Tropical has some of the best white rice on the planet,
though.
That,
by the way,
it
is. Good call. And their black beans are good, too.
They are good, but that white rice, I don't know what it is they do.
Yeah.
But it is good.
All right. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up, Woody. That means Alex Dono, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast, going to join us. But first, it is time to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers and those 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You've got one close to you to check out the SUV family, whether it's the big boys like the Tahoe and Suburban. Boy, if it's just about space, that's just a home run. That's just you go Suburban or Tahoe. Right there. That's it. 2025 Tahoe. Not saying it's got the room of a Suburban, but it's right there. Hey, how about the SUV, the midsize? Like an all-new Equinox. Boy, all the interior and convenient driver tech they've added. Oh, it's beautiful. 2025 Traverse. Comfortable seating for everyone. It's so roomy for a midsize SUV. Plenty of room for all your cargo. It's turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Get you better performance. And what a look the 2025 Traverse has. All right, over to those strong, durable Silverado trucks. So, you're doing a lot of heavy lifting these days. You need a truck that won't break down, that can work like you do. 5, 6, even 7 days a week, we got it for you. 4 strong options when it comes to power, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest working bed in the business helps conquer your toughest job. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.